When I think of attribution, I like thinking of it not just in terms of, you know, PPC, but it really applies to everything in life.
If you've been building in this person this interest in purchasing for maybe months, you know, giving the most credit to just that very end, whatever it might be, probably going to be brand or remarketing or something like that, is I don't think that's giving an accurate look at what your advertising is actually doing for people. So
anytime you're looking at data, specifically marketing data, but really any data, it's that it has to make sense.
Welcome to the ZetaWorks PPC Ponderings podcast, where we discuss the philosophy of PPC and ponder everything related to digital marketing. Today's show is a bonus episode of our full interview with the senior paid search data analyst at Adventure Media Group, Nakama Teigman. We interviewed Nakama for our episode on attribution, and it ended up being a fantastic conversation full of passion and extreme knowledge on the subject. If you haven't heard our second PPC Ponderings episode yet, give it a listen. On a technical note, we did have some audio issues during this interview, so apologies for the random blips of loops. Please enjoy our behind-the-scenes conversation with Nakama.
Okay, so first, would you tell us your name, your title, maybe what you do at Adventure, where you work, and all that?
Yeah, my name is Nakama Teigman, and I work at Adventure Media Group, which is a digital marketing agency in New York, and I work on the strategy side of things. So my background was in account management. I still do some of that, move more to strategy, which is basically taking the account management side and kind of pairing that with the analytics side and coming up with an overall strategy. So my preferences are to work within like the data side, but then I don't like being the person who works with the data and does like all the hard work and doesn't get to see the results from that. So I prefer to sit in a place where I get to look at the data, make some real recommendations off of it, and get to actually see the outcomes of that.
Sounds like a fun job. Yeah, I've chatted with Patrick and Isaac a little bit. Isaac is founder. Patrick, I think he's COO. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those listening, Patrick is the author of Join or Die. That's probably his claim to fame at this point. Went out this last year. No, it's funny because I released like a little book that's a little bit more just kind of meandering random thoughts, which is me. Patrick released around the same time. I think it was like a month later. Then he released like the digital marketing book of the last few years, you know, and I was like, oh man, Patrick, come on. You totally killed my thunder because your book is better. So there you go. If you only have a little bit of money and you have to choose between the two books, I would say go buy Join or Die. So I'm a terrible marketer of my own book, probably. Okay, so we're going to be discussing attribution in this episode. So let's kind of start from the beginning, maybe at a real base level. Like, how would you define attribution?
Yeah, so I would define attribution as a process by which you assign value to different touch points that led to conversion. And then by that logic, a attribution model would be the model that allows you to assign that value. But whenever you have an attribution question, it's always about like how much value do you assign to each touch point? And that's supposed to be like done in like a fair way, right? So it's supposed to correlate with the amount that touch point actually gave. So how valuable was that touch point, and you want to assign the correct value to it, which is similar to like when I think of attribution, I like thinking of it not just in terms of, you know, PPC, but it's really applies to everything in life, right? So someone has a partnership and like they have to divide it up. Like, how do we divide that up? And that's why, like, if you might be getting too practical right now, but if you look at like the models behind the attribution, like some of the biggest ones are taken from game theory, which is also like, it's just like, how do we like just act within life, and how do we assign these values in a fair way?
What are some of those models of attribution?
There's a model called the Shapley model. I think that's the one that Google uses. There's that, and Markov chains would be like the main ones. This is what it uses, by the way. We're talking about we're talking about data-driven attribution at this point. Otherwise, like, the other models are fairly simple in terms of, like, they're role-based, like, you're giving full credit to the first click, to the last click. You're dividing it up in a very systematic way versus these are, like, the machine learning models and what they do. So, for example, the Shapley model. Shapley was a Nobel Prize winner in economics with his value called the Shapley value that was used for game theory. And it's really just solving this question of if there's multiple members in society and they're contributing in different ways, how do we value them? And what his model is, in, like, oversimplified, because I will not understand it if it's written out in math terms. But when you oversimplify it, it's just asking incrementally, like, what's the incremental value of each additional touch point. So if I'm comparing someone who comes in from, for example, like a Google paid touch point, and then you go on to Google organic, and then you have a Facebook touch point, right? And that's your journey. And then you have another journey that's a Google paid, and then a Google organic, and then a Facebook, and then an email. What was the probability of conversion within the first sequence versus within the second sequence? And whatever additional probability you have in the second sequence, that's the value of email. So that's done at the larger scale, but it's also done for each and every campaign or each and every keyword, right? So, like, that's kind of the baseline behind the Shapley model, which is just looking at everything that we have. And all these models that are using data need a certain amount of data to be able to be used. I know Google recently said that they're going to let you do it much faster. I'm honestly not sure how that's going to work out. But you really need a decent amount of data to be able to train these systems so that they can start to compare different users who converted and see how they converted, right? See what their sequences were so that they can come up with, okay, the value for email if it happens in the fourth touch point is whatever versus the value for email when it happens as the first touch point versus the value of paid or paid social or paid search or whatnot. And then the Markov is based on the Markov chain. So that's a little bit different. That's not coming out of like an economic model. Markov was a mathematician. So that's in the math space. So it's getting even further from stuff that I understand. But I knew a little bit about it because my husband is a math guy. I remember him like talking about it. And what that looks at is for each sequence, if I would take one away, how much would I lose? So it's almost the opposite, right? So let's say I took away email this time instead of adding it, then what's the probability that that conversion wouldn't happen? And whatever that is, that's the value of that conversion. So those are like the main data-driven models that are used, and very often they come out with essentially the same answers. So I don't think it's that important to decide like which one we look at. I feel like I wanted to come back to something, but I don't remember what that was.
No, that's fantastic. It's interesting to hear you talk about the role that machine learning is having in attribution as well, right? Using those different models, you know, you had referenced the data-driven attribution, which, you know, a lot of people listening are probably, that's the first time they've ever heard of the Shapley model, the Markov model, but we've most likely all heard of data-driven attribution, especially since probably that's what reps have told us from day one that we should switch to, right? And it's interesting how there's kind of a tie I see, however simplistic, between like even thinking through bidding and attribution models, right? In terms of bidding, you have kind of the simplistic manual type things where you as the human take a few things that you see, you make a couple of adjustments or guesses, and then you like set the bid, right? Then all of a sudden machine learning bidding, smart bidding comes along. And they're utilizing all of this information, you know, that we don't even have access to as PPC advertisers. You know, where did the person last visit in searches and that sort of thing, and then bringing that into the bidding model. And so, in some ways, you're basically saying, I mean, that's really what's happening in attribution as well. You either have these overly simplistic manual type models, or you have the machine who kind of is taking data, a lot of data that we really could not compile as humans, and then making the best decision in that. Is that a fair tie?
So I'd say it's similar. I would want to point out some differences here. So machine learning and bidding, right? That's taking a lot of values that like a lot of inputs that we have absolutely zero access to. So this is stuff that Google has about your location, about your search history, about the time of day, for you specifically, right? So it's very individualized for machine learning based bidding. So in a way, it's a lot more advanced. When we talk about the machine learning models, they're really just doing things that we can do if we wanted to. We can sit there and we can do the math manually, and we can calculate the probability of each thing based off of the data that we have access to, as long as a business you're collecting this data, but it is accessible. So it's data of touch points that people go through getting up to conversion. And many businesses will capture this in their database, or they'll rely on GA360 or some other tools to do this. But this is stuff that we have access to, and we can actually calculate on our own if we wanted to. Now, the machine learning aspect of it makes it a lot faster, makes it more efficient. But I wouldn't say that the machine learning has the same impact on attribution that it does on bidding. It's just that we're using a more complex model, so it is a lot better. Like, I agree with the Google reps who say that we want to use data-driven models. Not exclusively, because I like comparing them to other models, but that's just a side point. But nonetheless, they're good, but they're not the same. They're not up to the same level of sophistication as we are with bidding.
Yeah, no, thank you. That's helpful. Okay, so thinking through the probabilistic aspect of those machine learning models, you know, especially as privacy kicks in more, there's going to be holes on that user journey more and more, I think. That's already the case in some ways with things like dark social, or some platforms in their attribution models are going to be able to look at things like ad views and that. You know, if we're pulling things into a database, looking internally, we're pretty much dependent on click models, things like that. Maybe talk through the role here that like modeling conversions has to do with, especially those machine learning models. And then like, how do you see that changing in the future?
I would differentiate the machine learning models that we currently have from when we're modeling conversions in general. Like, you spoke to like a view through conversion. So that's basically what makes all this stuff insanely complicated. And up until you get to view throughs, it's complicated. It's hard to wrap your head around. It takes advanced math skills and whatnot. But like, I think that, you know, we can get most people there. Once you bring in the view throughs, that's when you really take it to some other world where you lose most people. And the reason for that is, like you said, like in your internal databases, that data doesn't exist. So if we're talking about like my view of like the ideal attribution model, which was not your question at all, but that's where I guess I'm bringing this for now, it would be like, it's a tie. So we have to put in like regressions, right? To be able to see if I'm doing a branding campaign and I have tons of impressions and very few clicks, like, is it fair to say that had no real impact just because it didn't lead to direct clicks? Like, if that's the case, then we're basically discounting all traditional media, which some people may do, but like, I'm not really prepared for that. Instead, I rather kind of combine the two. So we want to look at view throughs, understand that a view and a click are different, right? An impression and a click are very different things. And I would give more weight to clicks in general, but we have to complement that by putting in statistical models, which are, you know, calculating regressions, so that we're saying, hey, how are these two things correlated? And if they're correlated, how can I input that on top of my model? So it's kind of like layering the view throughs on top of the click-based model and coming out with a overall model that we look at. But this is more, I think this is more applicable to when you're looking at your whole entire business. So when you're looking at it across channels, when you're looking, let's say, just within Google Ads or at Facebook or Bing or whatever it is, the view throughs are going to be less important depending on the channel. Like, if I'm running Google shopping campaigns, I think Patrick actually had an analysis where you showed that it did have a bigger impact than just the clicks. But nonetheless, I am less concerned about that than I am when I'm running a Facebook branded campaign, just because the nature of those two types of campaigns are so different.
Okay, so let's think of a more simplistic situation. An advertiser starts a Google Ads account, they get things rolling, and they go to conversions, they create their first conversion. What model should they start out with?
So as a baseline model, I like to typically use like a position-based model in those cases. I'm definitely anti-last click and first click. Like, I don't have a problem like being strong on either of those two, because by default, you're discounting other ones. Now, when it comes to how do we attribute them across different conversions, across different touch points within the same channel, ideally, I want to go for something more complex. But like if you're starting out, what typically happens is, you know, being that I think you mentioned it's a new business. So being that it is a new business, the first touch point is going to be incredibly important, right? Because we're educating people about the existence of this business versus, and the last click is always important because without it, you end up nowhere. And then the middle clicks are also important, but probably less so. So I would default to a position-based model in that situation. However, whenever I'm looking at like data, kind of like moving forward, I'm always using model comparison tool because I don't think that there's any one model which is perfect at all. Even the data-driven ones, like nothing's perfect. We're talking about human behavior. It's not something that it's very easily modeled. And to me, the most interesting thing is like opening up Google Analytics and just looking at the model comparison tool and making some custom models within there also. So if I'm, you know, I'll set it to position-based within my Google account and let that go. But I'm also looking like, okay, if it was on last click, what would it be like? And really like making these decisions, you want to have a more holistic view. But in terms of like what I'm setting it for the machine to pick up on, that would probably be position-based.
Yeah, cool. For what it's worth, same. Okay. I'm there with you.
I was gonna ask you, I don't know if that's the way this is supposed to go, but I was curious.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much what we always do too. We switch that position base. Again, like all the weaknesses in there aside, it's probably the best simplistic model I think that you can go to. I don't know if you know who Aaron Levy is at Tinuiti. He was actually on our last episode, but he, a long time ago, I mean, this is a few years ago, he wrote about how he wished that we had a reversed time decay model. And I thought that was kind of an interesting idea. So you start more with benefit of first click, you know, kind of what you would reference, especially maybe for a new advertiser. And then it starts to give less and less credit as you get towards the end. We don't have that. So, and I'm not a huge personal fan of the time decay model, which again is kind of the opposite. You almost give like less credit to the beginning. It gives more credit as you get closer to the point of sale. And gosh, it's just tricky to know how to think through that, because I do think there's arguments for why some models are better in other instances. And yet the closer you get to sale, if you've been building in this person this interest in purchasing for maybe months, you know, giving the most credit to just that very end, whatever it might be, probably going to be brand or remarketing or something like that, is I don't think that's giving an accurate look at what your advertising is actually doing for people. So,
yeah, I would agree with that.
Cool. Let's see. I was going to ask you about using the model comparison tool, but you kind of, you know, addressed that. Do you have any other thoughts? Like, are there specific ways that you like to use the model comparison tool, or exact things you're looking for?
Yeah. So within analytics, it is by far my favorite tool in the platform. It's going to obviously vary by client and what I'm looking for. But in general, I always find it helpful to look at a last click model and a first click model versus a model for whatever, giving full credit to whatever platform I'm interested in. So for example, earlier today, I was looking at a client's account which we're running Facebook for, and we're looking at the last click versus the first click versus giving 100% of credit, which is like building a custom model within analytics, which is fairly simple to do, to Facebook. And that really gives you like a much better understanding of the customer's journey. So now, like, when I see that when I'm on last click, I have, you know, like, let's say 10 conversions, but it goes up to 100 conversions when I'm on giving full credit to Facebook, and like at 50 conversions with first click, like now I'm starting to kind of build a story, which is really, in my opinion, the point of attribution, right? Like we want to like get a better understanding of what's actually going on, and just giving like me like a number, like, hey, this is the best number I can come up with by like the most sophisticated attribution model out there, which is like Facebook equals 50 and Google equals 20, whatever. Like that's not really creating the story for me as well as I like it to be. So I typically like to go with the extremes and then something in the middle. So first and last are usually my extremes, and then something else in the middle to kind of create more of a story there.
Okay. So as you're, you know, looking, especially with model comparisons, and you're kind of keep an idea and all that to get a bigger picture of the story, like you'd said. Do you think there is a lot of benefit to, I mean, there's a whole lot of attribution tools out there. And if you have some favorites, go ahead and shout them out. But do you think, especially let's just say the average advertiser out there, do you think that they can get a lot of what they're looking for in things like the attribution comparison tool and that in Google Analytics? Or do you think there are going to be specific benefits that a lot of those attribution tools bring that are worth paying for? Again, feel free to shout out specific ones if you have them.
Yeah. So I think it really depends. If you're talking about a small advertiser, I don't think that they're worth paying for. Especially like when you're starting out, especially if you're running performance-driven campaigns. If you're running more like brand awareness campaigns and a bunch of different types, and you're trying to look at this overall system altogether, I think they bring more value. But what's always going to happen is that when you're at a decently small amount to spend, it's going to not be worth it. You're going to look at the data coming in. You're going to be able to have a feel for things, as unscientific as that sounds. And you're going to be able to like get a pretty good story of what's going on just using the basic stuff that Google offers for free. However, if you're talking, once you're putting more money into it, the risk just gets exponentially bigger, right? So like instead of spending $1,000 a month, you're spending $100,000 a month, $1 million a month. Now, you're like the difference of what your basic models are going to give you and these more advanced systems is just going to get amplified. So at that point, I do think that it is worth it in terms of shouting out. I don't have anyone to shout out, but if you have, I am so interested because we've been obsessively looking for a really good solution. And I'm at the point where I'm just, you know, trying to figure out if there is a really good one or if this is something that we just have to build.
I don't either, which means we'll probably both get hit up by lots and lots of sales reps of attribution tools after this. So some advertiser is getting into this. They're super excited. Like they've read three blog posts on attribution. Really understand it. They've picked their position-based model. Like, what are ways that we should say, okay, well, that's good. You're on the right track. Now slow down. Here are some things to make sure you consider with attribution. Concerns, limitations, challenges, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay. So the first thing I would say to this is that it's not really just attribution, but anytime you're looking at data, specifically marketing data, but really any data, it's that it has to make sense. Sometimes that doesn't mean it has to validate your theory, because sometimes our theories are just straight out wrong, but it has to make sense. So if it's not making any sense, it doesn't mean that the attribution model is wrong. It doesn't mean that you're wrong. What it means is that you have to do a deeper dive. So the first thing I would do is if you're seeing something from where Google's attributing like a weird amount to them, it just doesn't make sense to you based on what you know about your business, especially if you're marketing for a specific business that you have a lot of, that you really understand, or if you're like a business owner and it's your own business and you really understand your business. Like, I would never discount your knowledge of your business just because a system is spitting out a different number. And the thing is just trying to do a deeper dive and figuring out, why is this happening? Does this make any sense? What's going on? So I'll just give you a quick example there. In analytics, we're looking at analytics for a client, and we were seeing that referrals were getting a ridiculous amount of conversions attributed to them. But what was happening was a lot of the referrals were coming in on last click, but then if we switched the first click, which kind of comes back to my obsession with using the model comparison tool, it was like dropping off. So I don't remember the actual numbers, but let's say there were 100 last click conversions associated with it. It was like a handful of first click ones. And that doesn't make sense to me, because that's not how referral traffic works. Like, referral traffic isn't remarketing to my customers, which is more of like something along those lines. And if we have just kind of gone with the data there, it would be an indication that, you know, we should make certain business decisions, which probably make the most sense to me. So the next step was like, okay, let's figure out what this referral traffic is. And doing a deeper dive, we realized that there was a link on the site that was being redirected to a referral and redirected back for whatever reason. And it was kind of messing with everything. So the first thing I would just say is like, you should have an idea of what the data should be. And if it's not, then do everything you can to figure out what's going on. And if after you do like a real thorough check and you kind of look through everything, if it still shows that, then at least like have a theory at the very least of why the model could be right before kind of like leaning all into it. The second thing is that I would look at it more directionally. Whereas if it's saying that, you know, a specific campaign is driving most of your conversions and, you know, is the most efficient, then like it probably is the best campaign. Like if we're being honest, as long as we're looking at the model correctly. But that doesn't mean that the other ones are necessarily bad, and doesn't mean that it's, you know, 10 times better than the one it's saying it's 10 times better than. So I would look at it like with a grain of salt, but like still kind of putting a decent amount of trust on it, because at the end of the day, you need to trust something. So the question is what is that something? And I do tend to put a decent amount of trust in these models as long as it makes sense. The last thing I would say here is that if you're looking platform specific, then things kind of change, right? So if we're looking at, say, in Google specifically, display by default is not given any attribution as long as a search or shopping click happened from that same user. So if I am shown a display ad and I clicked on it and I get to the site, now I'm shown, I decide to come back, I do a branded search and I search and I see a branded ad and I click on it, the full credit's given to the branded campaign. So in that case, like that's just a clear limitation in the way the attribution model is set up within Google Ads right now. So there we have to look at that. So I would just say like knowing your attribution models and knowing what's going on is important to be able to decide how much credit to put in the data at the end of the day.
Do you have any tips or best practices to think through when you're going into a Google Ads account and changing the attribution model from last click maybe to position based, or maybe they're ready for DDA, so you switch it from last click to DDA, and anything that they should think about and kind of the big picture managing?
Yes. So it depends on how your account's set up. There's two main factors I would talk about here. The first one is going to be what your time lag and path length is right now. So I don't know that we touched on these yet, but these are like really important for attribution, which is how long does it take for somebody to convert from their first interaction with the brand, and how many touch points is that? So if I'm looking at an account and clients on last click, but every single touch point is like on average one time, the fight's just not, it's not worth it. In the event that it's taking multiple touch points, then I know that it's that sounds really off. Like Google's really getting the wrong information here, as is the advertiser. So that's the first thing that I look at. And that kind of determines like, is this something that has to happen right now? Or is this something that we can wait, hold off on? Especially as like right now we're in pre-Black Friday, right? That's what everyone's getting ready for. And the client who is eligible for data-driven, but we actually said, don't do it yet. Wait till after Friday, because this is the second thing, which is that if you're using automated bidding, so anything like machine learning based, then you're most probably going to throw your campaigns back into a learning phase where it's going to have to go through a learning period. And instead of, you know, it's not just that your reporting is going to be different. Google's getting different information and Google has to be able to adjust to this. I would not recommend doing it if you're anticipating it having a big impact, based on the fact that there are many touch points. And before, we were only considering one. I wouldn't recommend doing it at a time when you really need the account to be stable. I'd wait for a period when you're okay with a little bit less stability. Ultimately, you kind of have to bite the bullet and just go for it. But really just do it anticipating a dropping overall performance for a little bit of time with the end goal of having a, you know, better future.
So you alluded to it. Can you expand more on like why would an attribution model impact smart bidding? Can you kind of like pushing it back and learning all that? Can you expand more on why that, like what's taking place there?
Sure. So the way bidding works, right, is instead of us giving Google a specific CPC bid and saying, hey, this is what we want to bid for these keywords, Google's coming up with that bid by themselves. And they're doing that based off of our inputs, which are our keywords and our budget, et cetera, but also based off of the conversion rate probability. So what is the anticipated conversion rate based off of all these different attributes that Google looks at, which would include anything about the user. So where they are, like we kind of referenced earlier, what they're searching, what their search history is. So what is their probability to convert for our ad? And it takes both of those things into account and then comes up with a CPC bid. Now, Google's making those conversion rate probability predictions based off of the user, but also based off of the history of your account. So if a specific keyword has a history of having a really high conversion rate, then it's going to be, then Google's more incentivized to bid higher on that, because if we go back to the to what these bid strategies are, these are conversion-based bid strategies. So it's either you're on maximized conversions, where you're literally telling Google, maximize my conversions, or you're telling them, maximize my conversions at a specific CPA or ROAS target. But nonetheless, they're all tied back to your conversions. So if you have a specific keyword, which is bringing in a large amount of conversions, and now we switch our attribution, and suddenly it has way fewer, the system's going to be confused, and it's not going to know what to do until it starts to gather more data. So one thing that I typically will say is a confused algorithm is worse than no algorithm, because confused algorithms, they kind of just go out of whack and they start say, I don't know what's going on. So either it just stops altogether. That's one case that probably wouldn't happen in the case of attribution, of just changing your attribution model. But there are times when, you know, your conversion data isn't coming in correctly and Google's like, I don't know what's happening here. And like all of a sudden your campaign just don't spend any money. The other option is that it goes crazy. So it's just like, I don't know what's happening here. I need more data in order to figure this out. And so it just starts testing. So basically what you're doing is you're allowing for more testing to happen, which typically results in a period of instability. Followed by better performance in the future, because we know we're doing this for a reason. But because Google has a very incomplete amount of data, because it's being fed, let's say, on last click attribution for the last 3 years, it doesn't know any of the, it doesn't really know the full impact of the keywords and searches that's happening. And it really has to figure that out all over again.
When you are talking a client through changing a model, not directly before Black Friday, what time frame do you usually give them in terms of letting them know, hey, there's probably going to be some, you know, reentry and learning period, all that. Let's give it this amount of time.
So I think a lot of the default I've heard, especially from Google's side, is like, you know, 2 weeks is like a time period. I like to think of it more so in terms of clicks. So I know people like to talk about spend, like, okay, once you spend, you know, $10,000, you're okay or whatever it is. But I don't think that really makes so much sense, because you could be spending $20 on a click or 50 cents on a click. We're really talking about a volume game here. So if a client has a higher amount of clicks, so they're a client that gets more volume to their site from our campaigns, then I'm usually comfortable saying within 2 to 3 weeks, we should, you know, be able to move on. If it's a client that gets a smaller amount of clicks to their site, it could take a couple months. And that's also part of the, when we're making the decision to switch over, that's part of it. Like if it's going to take 6 months to get anything there, and also like when there's so little data that it's going to take 6 months, that's a problem, because it's not that it's going to take 6 months. It's also that Google tends to value more recent data more so than older data. So when you tell Google to switch the attribution model and you're not going to have enough data for 6 months, it's probably not worth it to even switch, if we're being honest, because it's never going to actually have enough data to do a good job for you. So really what I'm looking at is how much data there is. If there's a lot of data, we could kind of go with, you know, a minimum of 2 weeks, just because that has, there's day of the week discrepancies. So we want to give it at least two cycles of that. But typically, we'll give it to a month at least to fully figure itself out.
Okay. Anything else in attribution? This will be the last question. Anything else in attribution that we should think about?
I guess the one thing I would say is that as the company is growing, they really have to take it seriously. Like if you're in the beginning phases, like it's okay to not invest in attribution models. I would even recommend that they don't. Into like some more advanced modeling. But if you're growing and if you're doing a lot of different types of marketing, then it becomes worth it.
This has been a bonus episode of the PPC Ponderings podcast. Keep checking back for more interviews and our next full episode. If you like what you hear, please consider sharing this with your network and leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, May the auctions be ever in your favor.